Now, if you're a chocolate lover, you're probably familiar with Cadbury milk chocolate bars. Okay, what if I said the ones in the distinctive purple wrap? Now you know what I'm talking about. Purple is very serious business for Cadbury, and the company has been trying to keep its competitors away from the color. But they lost the fight. A ruling by a UK Court of Appeals now allows any company to sell chocolate with the same color wrapping. Martin Lindstrom is the author of Biology, Truth and Lies About Why We Buy. How serious a decision will this be for Cadbury, Martin?
It's incredibly serious because Cadbury over the years has spent millions of dollars building up an association or a link between the brand and that particular color, hoping that they would reach a situation where, well, you just see a color purple and then you immediately think about the brand.
Yeah, I mean, I was just looking at a bunch of YouTube Cadbury commercials and my eyes were just like sparkling purple at the end of it. It was about 10 commercials, all purple. I mean, red is associated with Coke. They've even got Coke bottle green. Subconsciously, what does color do to consumers?
Well, it does a lot, but the reality is that it only does something if you manage to, you know, consistently link the color together with the brand. And what happens in this case is that Cadbury now for at least 20 years has established that link. And that means that just by showing a color, that's enough for consumer at a subconscious level to think about the brand. And it's exactly that which is so important, because at a subconscious level, you sort of feel, hey, I feel craving for chocolate right now. Huh. And when that happens, you actually are not held back by your rational ID in your brain and you go straight to action, which is to buy the product.
Right, which the manufacturers just love. So have you ever been in a store and trying to figure out what thing to buy, and you were drawn to a brand because of its color?
Oh, absolutely, all the time.
Like what?
And like Coca-Cola, for example, or like Cadbury, for that sake. What's so fascinating about this is that we cannot be rational when things are appealing to us at a subconscious level. Now, this is interesting stuff, because some years ago, we did the biggest neuroscience study in the world, where we scanned consumers' brains across six countries using MRI, which is probably one of the most sophisticated ways of understanding what's going on in our brain. And what we learned was, by scanning smokers' brains and exposing them for the color red and white in the tobacco category, that people at a subconscious level, just by seeing those two colors, felt a strong craving for cigarette smoking. And not only that, for Marlboro in particular. Mm. What was even more fascinating was when we exposed them for a Camel, then the Camel smokers were affected by it, not the Marlboro smokers. So at a subconscious level, our brain selects the signals and generates cravings straight away. And that's exactly what Cadbury has been able to do. And basically what's happening now with this ruling is that, you know, they've built free branding for everyone out there selling chocolate.
Martin Lindstrom, author of Biology, thanks so much for your time.
You're welcome. Take care.